Wednesday night at 7 p.m., there's going to be a fasting and prayer service here at the church at 7 p.m. It's going to be for Thanksgiving for our many blessings and the sick among us. On Thursday evening at 7 p.m., there's a study at our sister Laura Gill's home. And Saturday, May 4th, you're supposed to bring your best recipes to be judged. And this is a solace night? S-A-L-A-S, salsa. We're going to have a salsa night. So bring your best recipes and your best appetites, I would say, too. Thank you, Adam. Did everybody hear that? You don't actually have to bring food. If you have a salsa, bring that, but all the food's going to be provided. Thanks, Brother Adam. Next Sunday, May 5th, we're going to have prayers, or we're going to have Sunday school here at 9:45 a.m. Then at 11 a.m. will be sacrament service. And then next Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m., song service, and 6 p.m., preaching by our brother Andy Brown. Check your cell phones. Please keep Brandel and his unit and Rebecca Owen in your prayers. Thursday, May 9th, the church fundraiser, it's between 5 and 8 p.m. It says, eat out at Sweet Tomato's Desert Ridge location. Only Sweet Tomato will donate 15%. I'm not sure I read that right. It's at the Desert Ridge station only, location only. Sweet Tomato will donate 15% of the church-generated sale back to the church. Also, all of you guys who have mothers, make sure you get the $10 to Tony, and it's due to, is it due today? Oh, I feel like I'm back in school. Huh? Okay. Tony's stepping out of line. He says he'll accept it next week, too. Make sure you get $10 to Tony for the Mother's Day Sunday lunch. May 22nd, Wednesday, there will be a triannual business meeting. And there's a card for Mike Smith. I'm not sure I understand this one. Is this urging cards for Mike Smith, or is there a card for Mike Smith down here? Okay, that's for people who are mailing cards. The address is here. And these cards are for Patsy, right? Okay, so the card for Marge will be leaving after tonight, so make sure you sign it tonight. But there's also cards here for Patsy. I'd like to welcome each of you in the name of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, Jim, our speaker's son, spoke of a time that they came out and visited us in Ohio. And I have to tell you that when Jim and Jim came out there and saw us, that it was truly a blessing. I think sometimes you might think if there's a minister out in a different state trying to do the Lord's work that it's not a lonely thing, but sometimes it is. And it was just rich when they came out to see us. It was wonderful. I know that Jim has prepared, that he's prayed, that the Lord would cause tonight to be for the welfare of each of our souls. And so lift him up in your prayers. Lift yourselves up in prayer, that as he stands before us and brings us God's words, that the power of the Holy Spirit would be here, and that we would be nourished. And with that, I give you my brother, Jim Yates.
Thank you, Jerry, for that prayer on my behalf. I really struggled this last month over this sermon. And watching the news one night, I had a few thoughts come to mind, but they didn't all seem to go together for some reason. And I kept praying about what to talk about. The same thoughts kept coming back, but still didn't seem quite right, didn't fit somehow. And time was running out. Monday came, and I'm scheduled to preach today. So I'm glad for any prayers on my behalf. And I'm not going to keep you too long tonight. But what I did come up with, what I have to say, is really a serious problem in our nation. And as Christians, we don't want to get tangled up with any part of it. I was thinking about what Jay said in his remarks when he took charge of the prayer service a week ago, two weeks. He spoke about the darkness that's closing around this nation. And then last Sunday night, Ken said in his sermon that God was taking his protecting hand from around us because of the sinful ways that our nation has fallen into. And these remarks that my brothers made fell kind of into my thoughts that I had more or less dismissed. But they kept coming back. And then this morning, my brother Jerry mentioned about God removing his protecting hand from Israel. 600 years before Christ was born. And because they wouldn't pay attention, Jerusalem was destroyed. And we see that history does repeat itself because our nation is kind of going down that same path. While watching the news a couple of weeks ago, a little town in the southern part of our state called Benson made the national news. Town council voted to make same-sex marriage legal. And the next day or two, Tempe, right next to Phoenix, they jumped on the bandwagon and they said they were thinking of passing a similar law that would make same-sex legal there also. And it kind of makes me wonder, what in the world is wrong with these people? And then I remembered something else Jay said the other night when he opened up our prayer service. Just maybe some of these people that made these votes for these, that they have voted on to make things legal, had a family member or a long-time friend that just all of a sudden came out of the closet and said that they were gay. And so now they have to more or less accept it as okay rather than lose a member of the family or a lifetime friend. Then I remembered something back in the 1980s when the big churches of our nation started accepting gays as their priesthood. Also about that time, they started making a lot of changes in the Bible, deleting and adding to many things. And I recall of cutting a piece out of the paper in those days that there's also now gay rabbis. It's not just any old church. I mean, it don't seem to stop anywhere. It just keeps going continually. And one of the things that was deleted from these newer Bibles was the word doctrine, which is the teachings of Christ. A few years of gay priesthood and not teaching the truth, we begin to see the results of the lack of the teaching of the law of God. So I started thinking back a few years, and we see that some of our states were passing laws statewide of the same type. And now we have about 8 states that have passed that law. That we all know is against the law of God. Or at least we should know it. And when we turn our backs on the law of God, we find that that darkness that Jay was talking about starts closing in on us. In Alma, 21st chapter, 18th verse, 467th page, page 467. I want to read the last half of that verse. And it says, "The Lord cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance." If we ask some of these people that make these decisions that we see on the news, ask them point blank, "Do you consider yourself a Christian?" I'm sure the answer would be, "Oh, yes, of course." Well, I think that if we probably ask them if they read the Bible, they would say the same thing. Of course, we read the Bible. Well, then I would have to ask them if they ever read the book of Leviticus in the Bible. And I'm sure we would say, well, I don't know whether I have or not. And I would have to say, well, maybe you better. You better take a look at it. For Leviticus kind of lays it on the line about such shenanigans. I'd like to go to the 18th chapter of Leviticus. 18th chapter, 21st verse, 22nd verse. And we read, it says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. And I looked Webster up there and found out that abomination in Webster's dictionary says abomination is everything hateful and disgusting. But let's go down a couple more verses, chapters to chapter 20. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, we're going to find, says almost what it did back there in chapter 18, but it adds some words to it. It says, if a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Almost the same words as it was back there in the 18th chapter. But it added some words to that verse. I'd like to read those again. It said that they shall surely be put to death. We might ask these people another question. Have you ever read the chapter, ever read the 19th chapter of Genesis? The story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And do you understand the reason why they were destroyed? We also might ask them if they ever read the first chapter of Romans. It's quite explicit, too. I remember one time when my brother and I was traveling, and I don't remember where we were, some airport or on a plane or someplace going to. There was a young woman on there over by herself and was crying. So Hugh walked over to see if he could help her, if there was something wrong. Well, it turns out that her girl boyfriend left her for another girl. And she was trying to catch a plane to go home to Texas someplace or something. And we asked her point blank that question. Do you read the Bible? Yeah. Well, did you ever read the first chapter of She says yes, but that was for then, that's not now. So what do we say to them? We say you better read Hebrews 13:8. Hebrews 13:8, which says, Jesus Christ, the same today and forever. And the first sentence in 1 Peter 1:25. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. Doesn't change. Just like it said back up there. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Psalms 33. Eleventh verse, Psalms 33:11, which says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and the thoughts of his heart to all generations. And what did that say? All generations. That means past, present, and future. Now, there are some politicians that cater to the gays for votes to get in office, as we saw in this last presidential election. And they say that the same-sex marriage is all right. And there are those who are already campaigning for their next deal in office, one or whatever office they're running, already looking for the gay vote. There's a verse in Omni that puts your thumb right on it. The last part of it. Omni 1, verse 8. Omni 1, verse 8, page 200. It says this, that inasmuch as ye will not keep my commandments, ye shall not prosper in the land. In these scriptures, we see that there are penalties for immorality. The Lord doesn't change his thoughts pertaining to what people might say about their lifestyles or the lifestyles of friends and family. Let's go to Ether, page 737. Ether 4:22. And thus the Lord did pour out his blessings upon this land, which is a choice land above all other lands. And he commanded that whosoever shall possess this land shall possess it unto the Lord, or they will be destroyed when the ripening of the iniquity. For upon such, saith the Lord, I will pour out the fullness of my wrath. It looks like this nation is working its way towards that as fast as it can. Now, just exactly what the fullness of his wrath is, I don't know. And I don't think I want to know. I don't believe any of us here want any part of it. And it makes us wonder just how much longer that the Lord's going to tolerate this iniquity that's going on all around us today. Now, I told you it was going to be short. I'm through. Thank you for your time.